Yom Chamishi B'Shabbos, Parshas Korach, Shir 584. When Reb Naftali Trub, Zichrono Livracha, was nifter in the yeshiva of Radin in those days, Reb Issa Zalman Meltzer came to visit the yeshiva, and the Chafetz Chaim was mechabed him to say a shir in front of the bachrim. The shir made a big impact on the bachrim, and they were so upset that Reb Naftali was nifter, they saw Reb Issa Zalman as someone that could be Mamala Mokim, that could take over Reb Naftali. And they wanted to give the idea to the Chafetz Chaim that maybe he should appoint Reb Issa Zalman to be the Rosh Yeshiva. But it was a very sensitive topic because there were other individuals that wanted to be there, and there was a big discussion at that time. So they decided that the only one that can go into the Chafetz Chaim to give the idea was Reb Shmuel David Wolkin, Zichrono Livracha. He had a relationship with the Chafetz Chaim, and he would go in to say over the idea that the Bachrim had. So he went into the Chafetz Chaim, and with sensitivity, he said over the idea that the Bachrim had. The Chafetz Chaim didn't answer, but he said that he should call in Reb Issa Zalman. When Reb Issa Zalman came into the Chafetz Chaim, he already heard the idea. The Chafetz Chaim told him as follows. He said, you should realize that this idea has a lot of machlokes involved in it. Run away from the fire. Run away from the fire. He told him twice. Run away from the fire. And that was the end of the conversation. The Chafetz Chaim viewed machlokes like fire. And even though one can argue and say, such a beautiful opportunity to be Marbitz Torah, run away from the fire, the Chafetz Chaim said. We have to understand that machlokes is fire. And even if sometimes there are benefits, a person should run away from the fire. That's the limud from Korach. Of course, he had good intentions, and maybe he wanted to grow, but the bottom line is, it's machlokes. And machlokes we have to avoid like fire.